Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everybody. It's me. It's Patrick. Anna Dunaway joins us. Hello.
Ooh, a wild Dunaway appears. Hi, guys.
Hi. Are you? We're glad to have you here. Thanks for coming. It's good to have you for at least one of these things.
I had to come for
all the timings are all weird, aren't they, this year?
They really are. It feels like it's supposed to be on the weekend, but it feels more like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which it is. And also, I'm pretty stoked because I got to come to the Ubisoft one, which is really classically one of the better showings.
Yeah, in my opinion as well. I'm also biased because I like their stuff. But Patrick, up till this moment, do you have any hot predictions for Ubisoft today?
So just so people who might not have listened to anything else, this is our E3 conferences coverages. Plurals everywhere. We've done almost all of the shows before, so go back if you're listening in a podcast, go back to the other ones if you want to and have a lot of time to waste, or just wait for the complete summary of all of the conference that will be in this feed you're listening to very soon. And so this is the Ubisoft one predictions. It's kind of a hard one because we're not going to get a Assassin's Creed this year. I think the two big ones that we're expecting are Watch Dogs Legion, which is weird because you can play tons of NPCs. I mean, I'm not a Watch Dogs guy, but this one looks interesting. And the other one is that roller derby neon thing that was leaked as well.
Oh, yeah, that got leaked. Yeah, that's right. I actually do expect an Assassin's Creed announcement because we're already on the off year. So this would be the year to announce next year's.
Possibly. Game. I think maybe a teaser, a small thing like showing, and now it's Vikings. And that could be cool.
Right. Like the DLC content they're promising us for Odyssey. Is that what we're looking at? Maybe.
Is out. I think we have all of that. It was First Blade and then the Fate of Atlantis. And I think we're done with the DLC content. Maybe like a package with Origins and Odyssey for a cheap price. I could see that.
Right.
Yeah. It's entirely possible that they don't even mention it.
Don't even bring it up. Right.
Yeah.
But I really think they will. And Patrick's probably right. It will at least be a teaser, maybe a little bit more, but I'll bet we find out the setting, probably Vikings. Ooh, like everybody thinks.
That was me.
Oh. You're right.
That was Brian. I told my phone to shut up and it decided, nah.
Yeah. It didn't want to, it doesn't care what you think.
Nah.
Anyway, I think that they will probably hint at it, and then next E3 they blow it out, and then you've got your game the following fall. So that's your Assassin's Creed.
The following fall? Oh, right. Yeah. So fall 2020. Right.
Fall 2020 would be when that would come out.
Right. That would make sense. We're 2 minutes away, 1 minute away from the start.
Something like that. These IGN guys are going.
I expect currently an hour and a half, roughly. Something like that.
Yes. In that range, I would say. Yeah. That's a
and so that's going to be that.
What do you think the chances are? We should all have a quick prayer to whatever god you worship that Splinter Cell gets a new game, because I won't.
That's not happening. They've said in no uncertain terms, no Splinter Cell. They said we're you know, always looking at it. It seems they're working on a new game, but they're not announcing anything.
When did they say this that you're saying?
It was a few days ago, because one of the execs kind of one of the game directors kind of made a joke about something, and he was like, "It's a joke. Sorry, I swear it's a joke," and no one believed him. So I think Guillermo or someone came out and said, "Actually, it's not happening. Hold your horses."
No.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm fair enough. I think disappointed.
That's probably a fair bet. Trying to think of something else that they haven't announced.
Maybe some indie stuff, some Rayman stuff like that. But we're 5 seconds away.
I am interested to see if they do anything with Nintendo this year. We've had a couple of fun things.
Oh, that would be cool,
right? A sequel to the
Rabbids, Mario and Rabbids. Yeah,
it's starting. It's starting.
Is this it? Okay, I'm gonna get the audio going.
Ooh, there's a concert thing. I think.
Happening yet? Oh, there we go. Audio came in late.
Assassin's Creed Symphony.
Oh, the Assassin's Creed Symphony.
Right.
That's a new game. You play as a tubist. What's a tubist?
What's a tubist with you?
I think I made that word up. There's no such thing as a tubist. Right. But if you play the tuba, are you a tubist?
That's a good question. You're a wind instrument person,
is
right?
Is it though? Is it a good question? Not. It's a question. I'll give you that.
Good point.
What Assassin's Creed Symphony is? Dude, they're starting with an Assassin's Creed thing. We're gonna get a teaser. Look at this.
Maybe.
There's no way they just focus this on.
I think they're gonna say, "Hey, Odyssey is awesome, and we got some new." Like we recently got some DLC. Go buy it, but I think maybe a CG trailer teaser thing.
There's Ezio. They're showing a lot of the old stuff.
That's
cool.
Is that Ezio or the Ezio. Oh yeah, it is. It was Ezio.
Guy from America. There's the Syndicate guys.
Guy
there's
from England. Bayek.
Bayek. I love Bayek. He was great.
Everyone loves Bayek. He didn't grab me.
He was awesome. Did you play that whole game?
I played for maybe 10 hours.
Pretty good amount. I think overall Odyssey is the better game, but I liked Bayek a lot.
Yeah. To be honest, I've played only two Assassin's Creed games. I played Unity, which I liked and everyone hated. But it might have been Paris that, did it for me.
Well, and nobody hated Odyssey. The game. People were mad because it was janky and broken, and PC version was all shitted up. That was a lot of just gamer meltdown. I think the game itself was fine.
There were a couple of really shareable bugs. The one with where the face would disappear, and you had the weird disembodied eyes floating in the middle of the face. That was so. I think it got a little bit of crap for that, but. I played maybe a couple of weeks after launch, so I avoided all of that, I suppose.
Well, after the, the fire at Notre Dame, Ubisoft put Unity up for free for that day. And, I grabbed it there on PC because I played it before on PS4. Man, this trailer for 3 was so cool at the time. I was so excited about Revolutionary War Assassin's Creed. That was not a good game. Although I guess I hear 3's being remastered, and they'll probably talk about that too.
Right. I think we're going to have some Assassin's Creed. Well, we are getting some Assassin's Creed, but certainly not a full reveal announcement of the next game.
Well, you've got to if you're Ubisoft. You got to mention the Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Black Flag was amazing, although I installed it the other day just to look at it and just play Odyssey. it is in your head better than it was. It's okay. It's fine. It's just kind of ugly now. And hey, it's what's
here
her
comes
name?
The voices. Here comes the voices. Yep.
Is it me or does that not sound super good?
It sounds like there are only 6 of them.
It sounds a little bit tinny, even the... I don't know. Maybe it's the YouTube stream that's not doing it justice.
It might be better there, yeah.
I'm never a fan of those like, let's do an orchestral rendition of our music from our games. I'm not, it's not for me, so I'm not getting very hyped here. Or not hyped.
Yeah, I'm not getting hyped either, right? But I do like this. This is always fun for me. But I'm the kind of guy that watches what we call in the U.S. ETV, which is sponsored by individuals in your community. And so I like this kind of stuff.
I don't like the singing. I think the orchestra is too small. But
your orchestra is too small. You got to be grand.
The game's music is all orchestrated. It's just that this is like half of what that would be or less. Oh, look at the assassins. They're all assassinating.
They're killing them strings.
I'm adding to the chorus.
I have a feeling this is probably way more impressive in the front row at the conference than it is here at home through YouTube.
Should we all do the choir together?
I don't think I can.
Like, come on.
Can I do the strings? Can I do the strings?
Oh, Lord.
Look at that guy. These people stayed at home and practiced this.
Yeah.
Their kids are so proud right now. Yeah, my mom plays in the Assassin's Creed Orchestra.
All right. So here's what they're doing a tour?
Really? Now that's interesting. Worldwide at that.
Paris.
Interesting.
Going to Paris.
Oh, first. They're
going to
be, I don't see South Carolina there, so I guess I will.
Yeah, forget it. You'll have to drive to freaking Atlanta or something.
Yeah, Atlanta. So not even Atlanta. It looks like everything is West Coast.
Yeah. West Coast, best coast.
Yeah!
What you just saw was only a glimpse of the Assassin's Creed Symphony Tour starting on June 29th.
Thank you.
Imagine,
is that really a thing they're going to talk about?
And choir playing the iconic themes from Assassin's Creed while you relive some of the most...
Oh, 80 piece. That was just a part. Assassin's
Creed in an I think 80 piece is probably going to be better.
ACSymphony.com to learn more.
I mean, excellent music, great performances.
Immersive experience. Oh, I wonder if they're going to be doing like some projection of the game.
Of course.
Oh, I guarantee it.
That'd be fun.
See, the Ubisoft E3 conference, and it's just about to start here.
I thought it did start.
The Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles. Now the house is packed. And to give you folks at home an idea of what that feels like, can I please hear the balcony people make some noise?
Well, that's a big space.
It is.
That's about, Patrick, that's like 50 PC gaming conference spaces.
Right. There's no competition much this year, right? Because Sony would usually be on about this time, right?
Yeah, Sony's usually at night, usually on the Monday night, and they're not here at all. So, like, they would be 7 or 8 o'clock my time.
I'm watching this, and all I'm thinking about is the Avengers game reveal in 4 hours.
You're pretty excited about that, clearly. Okay, what do we got here? What do we got here?
Here it comes. Quiet.
Rainbow Six. New stuff.
All right.
10.
What?
9. Oh.
No, that was a 6. Now I see the 10 now.
I don't understand what that was.
Well, there was a Rainbow Six in there. Well, I guess they were just Ubi 3. I guess they were just giving a little...
Yes,
look
Jay
at this.
Borlack. There's a huge Avengers game reveal happening at the
Square Enix conference.
Square Enix conference later tonight.
All right, this is Watch Dogs London Legion.
Get it out of the way.
They start big.
Thanks a lot, Amazon.
Government's fucked off. Extremists are grabbing power. Organized crime slicing up.
I'm in, dude. Marty in.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of in. A bloody joke. But this ain't there, London.
And there's a new power.
Growing.
It's all of us.
Together.
We're building a resistance. One recruit at
a time. Oi, you want me? I should rub him out.
My favorite operative up to this evening. And no, I never say that to the others.
Scouting talent, Bagley. So gobshut, eyes
peeled. Eyes peeled, yeah.
Yeah. I have no eyes, and if I did, I wouldn't peel them.
All right, so this is supposed to showcase how you swap around dudes. Dude swap.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks very good.
Yeah. I'm into them getting this right.
bloody drones are everywhere, kicking our fucking teeth in.
Third F-bomb.
And I recommend you recruit someone who can deal with drones.
Brilliant. Never would have thought of that.
Oh. I never would have thought of that.
Brilliant.
All right. So what's going to happen here? Oh, he's going to switch dudes to do the fight.
No, I don't think he's going to switch right. You need to recruit them.
That guy he scanned had 200% increased melee damage. See, look at what they do there. 100% damage, may die randomly.
May die randomly?
What does that mean? That's hilarious. Drone damage, drone health. Alright, what's he gonna do?
Fucking hell. We find our drone expert and he's about to get himself nicked.
Dead set, get out of here!
Ooh, the drone is really angry.
Oh, he resisted. Ooh, he's stealth.
Wait, how did he? Oh, I guess he disappeared to the eyes of the drone.
Yes. Kind of, yeah.
Hey, that there was a weird thing. He got in on the wrong side of the car. And he can still drive.
We call that the right side, Patrick. I don't know about what you're doing there, but
no, it's in the UK. It's not the same side as you.
It's still the right side.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you were a subject of Her Majesty.
Well, she and I
go ways back.
I remind her of a young Philip. Oh, he's dead. All right, now this is where you switch out, I think.
Fuck. We lost Ian. He's gone.
That's interesting. So you're like fighting a war, and you can play, like your character can die.
Yeah, and you go pick somebody else in the world with their stats. They have perks and stats.
I used to feed the birds here. Now they're all bloody machines.
And so you feel part of an army where shit can happen. And I guess if you surrender, you can then go and save them, get them back.
I don't know.
Imagine watching this without the leak.
I mean, is it just that she's like, is this just a fancy way of having, you died, come back and try again, but you're just trying as a different person?
No, I think you recruit people, and then they're part of the people you can play.
Okay, interesting.
And she's, like, she's old, so she's just walking around slowly, and, like, you're not going to fight with her, clearly. I mean, you fight with a drone.
No, but she'll be good at, like, this stuff. Like, she's got drone shit or electronics.
Yeah, of course. Okay, I guess she does fight. Oh, this is amazing.
I'm kind of into it.
Oh, this is so great. She kicked him in the shin. Let's get someone over there, Bagley. Chop, chop. Okay, so, this looks really good.
It looks pretty neat.
But this recruit better be worth all the trouble.
Hey, that's like Naomi from Jimmy's sister was killed by Clan Kelly. That movie, that show I like. His revenge inside
Camden Market. Camden Black Market, you mean?
Yes, the Kellys are rumored to run all sorts of illicit goods out of the old stables.
And I guess the AI is going to be the thing that links everything together. If he's gone in there alone, he's in big trouble. And your NPCs, like not NPCs, your PCs talk to you as well? How do they, like, they maybe they modeled and designed hundreds of characters?
Well, the word I heard was that they really struggled with this and it almost got canned because it was too ambitious.
Yeah.
So maybe they figured it out, took the extra year or whatever before announcing it. I would like to know how many, because that's a lot of VO and custom animation and, you know, like.
I mean, I guess you could do, you know, five types of people, or six or ten or whatever. You don't have to do a single, every single one individually.
Will every 10th old lady be just that same old lady? You know what I mean?
Like, I guess it would have to be. Maybe they have some kind of custom animation modifier that will make it a little bit different.
City, and I don't know how you can tell that from this video. He says it looks like a clunkier version of the same game. I don't know how you'd see it. I don't know why he's saying that. I don't think this is enough to make that determination. I love stealth gameplay, so they're already speaking my language. Don't know, wait, did I lose you? I did. Where'd he go?
Stables. It's human trafficking. Found Jimmy.
There he is. And here we thought he might be in some sort of trouble. Dunaway, are you back?
You back, Brian? Hello? How are you going to get him out of there? Lots of hugs. Sounds like you might be having internet issues.
Wow, that lady is badass.
He is good. That was a John Wick shot. We haven't talked about this. I kind of prefer third person in my video games now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't really want. I'm less. I'm excited about Cyberpunk, but I really wish it was third person. I like to look at my character. I like to. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on the game. Something like Doom, for example, obviously works a lot better in first person. But
right.
I like Rage third 2. For me.
I wish Rage 2 was third person.
Really?
I don't know why. I just feel like I'd like it better. It's hard to explain. It's weird. I think I've played a lot of third person open world games lately, and I'm a little biased in that regard, but.
Does the rolling help? She's rolling better. Around. Wow, this is. I've been talking about games being dynamic or not. A lot in these conferences. This looks extremely dynamic.
It does. It's a little scripty.
Yeah,
which they
a little bit
always maybe. Are, right? Because they got to show them off. But
well, we showed those fucks, didn't we?
We almost died out there tonight.
Look, thanks for helping me, but I can't handle myself.
Right? You think you're better off alone? You think everyone else has given
so would this dialogue have existed with Grandma or the other guy that died?
Maybe you have to do certain missions with certain people.
It doesn't have to be that way. Together?
I mean, would they have talked to him in this way if they would have finished the mission instead of her finishing it?
Wait.
I mean, Assassin's Creed does that, where Cassandra...
And wait. So there, clearly the bloke who helped him... died, and he asks, and that is...
Oh, that's crazy. So that's branching stuff, man. But you still got to record all that. This isn't like Oh, now you're this shithead.
Welcome to DedSec, James.
Yeah. Okay, so where do I go to meet the rest of the crew?
You don't need to go anywhere.
How many Jimmy Shaws are there? Everyone has a reason to fight. Or that are just like this guy?
Is open to anyone.
Anyone?
Welcome to the Resistance.
This looks crazy.
I'm excited.
I mean, obviously we need to know more about how it works and how much customizing, I guess we're going to hear about it now, but maybe they can...
Everything they just showed, like, how is that possible? All those heads, they just
tell
showed
us.
I just don't get it.
I guess they could modify the existing voices, modulate stuff, and make them sound different, and maybe the same thing with the animations, but it seems impossible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to play it now.
I do too.
Make you all wait so long, I should really knock it out of the park, huh? I'm Clint Hawking. I'm the creative director of Watch Dogs Legion.
And I'm a little blown away by that.
Yeah.
The team and I have had the privilege to work on a game and an innovation that we are very proud of. Watch Dogs Legion is set in London, one of the greatest cities in the world, and it's had a massive influence on all of our culture for centuries. Today, with Brexit, London's at a turning point. It's hard to predict what the future holds for London, for the UK, or for...
Yeah, well, they actually have something to say in there, though.
But history has proven,
that's time meaningful. And
again, that where London goes, all of us go together. In our near future, London is facing her downfall. The UK has become a surveillance state, and freedom has been replaced with fear. Armed drones patrol the streets, deportation squads rip people from their homes, and Granddad is using crypto to buy a new kidney on the black market. But Londoners never surrender. Their resilience and determination is an inspiration to us all.
Okay, all right.
They are the heroes of
our... Just show the game.
They just did.
Oh, but I mean,
in Watch Dogs Legion,
I don't need to hear all this.
To build a popular
hoo-ha.
Resistance to fight back against the emergence of an authoritarian regime. This means you don't just play as one hero.
This is such an interesting concept.
In Watch Dogs Legion, you can recruit and play as
anyone. Oh, we missed what they said.
I didn't hear that bit.
Can play as anyone.
In our game, every Londoner is fully simulated with a persistent life and relationships, and anyone from the entire population can be recruited into your team. Find them, profile them, hack into their lives, play their origin mission.
Oh, you play origin missions for everyone?
Are all unique characters with different backstories.
There's got to be a cap.
Fully voiced,
of course.
And animated, and they are the stars of your story. Every cinematic in the game will change depending on whether you're playing a former MI5 action hero, a 70-year-old granny you saw feeding pigeons in the park, or anyone in between. However you want to play, whoever you want to be, Watch Dogs Legion lets you be that. You want to make a team of classic British spies? No problem. You want to be a crew of street-savvy kids from the council block? Do it. You want to go hipster, body mod, afro-punk, gangsta? Awesome.
Gangsta.
These ladies fucking invented hacking.
Fourth F-bomb.
Play as Anyone is the innovation that transforms a story about freeing London and the world from the grip of tyranny into a game about the heroes that live in each of us.
I'm completely flabbergasted. We have to wait and see how it actually works,
of
course. But
the Watch Dogs Legion's team here,
yeah, I want
to
play it.
World, I hope to see you on the booth. Thank you for your time, and welcome to the Resistance.
When does that come out?
This has to be this year, right? It's their thing for this year.
I hope so.
Okay, maybe we're going to get a release date with the trailer here.
Ah, London. Had a good run there for a while. Now it's all riots. Bombings. And people thrown in cages like animals. Oh. I know you could forget the killer robots everywhere. So yeah, that's all gonna be shit. It's up to us to take our city back. Thing is, we can't do it alone. We need to recruit a resistance. I know what you're thinking. Where do we start? Open your eyes and take a look around. Look here. Look at him. No, not him. Him.
So you're eventually just going to unlock...
MI5.
The goal is to unlock them all, right? Find them all.
I don't know. It seems like the goal isn't to unlock all of them. It's to create the team you want.
See ya?
Let's kick those bastards out.
I'm sure there are going to be some key characters. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Because they're just talking about archetypes, not even names here.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
I love the old lady.
And allow me to introduce you to. Oh, Dunaway's back.
Oh yeah, I'm back. She's not old. She's experienced. Oh my
gosh, dude. Like I said,
you can recruit anyone. Oh.
I mean blood vicious. Anyone.
They say anyone really though. Everyone is a secret weapon. It can't be everyone.
Well, I mean, it could if it's just a skin and you have like four archetypes. Let's unfuck this world.
It's that XCOM game thing, Brian, where they have the pigs and the ducks. And
March
stuff.
6th. Okay, it's not this year, but.
Okay. That's
soon.
It's within a year,
I mean, so.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I would rather it be this year. That'd be my number one thing this year, if that was this year.
Yeah, but it looks. Yeah. All right. That was a strong open.
I agree. And now.
Yves Guillemot, is it? No, it's not.
More orchestra music.
Hello, my name is Rob McElhenney.
Just me, just strolling out.
Oh, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, dude.
Yeah, I'm the third guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Is that really him?
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I am here today because I love games, and I wanted to express totally that love in the only way that I know how, save for playing them. And that is to make a TV show about them. More importantly, the people who create those games and the people who play them. So last year, I called the funniest people that I knew, Charlie Day, Megan Gans, and David Hornsby, all executive producers on Sunny, and we started talking. We realized very early on that if we were going to do this, we wanted to do it right and to be as authentic as possible, because as you all know, nobody smells bullshit like this particular community.
True.
So we did the right thing. We partnered with Ubisoft, and
away
we went. It has been an incredible
I smell bullshit.
Working with one of the biggest and best game developers
I don't know.
To inspire us.
No, it's when he said Ubisoft.
Takes place in the fictional studio that created the biggest MMO
He's
RPG
fine.
In
I'll
the
let him do it.
Mythic Quest. And we
what?
Meet them on the cusp of
It's a show about making games.
Mythic Quest. Ravens
Bangkok. Oh, I thought he was...
The show follows the team of devs as they navigate the challenges of running their game while dealing with the difficulties of modern office life. These people are...
Could be fun
together,
if it's authentic.
...for the love of the game. And at the head of that team is my character, creative director, Ian Grimm.
See, already it's authentic. He looks like a freaking hipster.
Yep.
Like most creative directors, he's gifted, driven, and tirelessly dedicated to his game. And like most of the creative directors that I've met, he has an ego the size of a city bus. I'm going to get my ass kicked backstage because there's a lot of creative directors. Joking aside, it is clear that those creative directors and the thousands of people who work on these games put everything that they can into them. They recognize that they have a tremendous opportunity and responsibility, that they must do everything in their power.
Why is this a Ubisoft thing, though, I wonder?
Because they partnered with Ubisoft to make sure it was authentic.
Okay.
You deserve. I promise you that in making this show, we took the same approach. So without further ado, here is a brief look into our upcoming TV series for Apple TV.
Oh, it's an Apple TV Plus TV show.
It's got Charlie Day in it. All right, I'm color me curious.
Yeah, I think curious is fair.
Some may say it's just a video game. When it first debuted, MQ was hailed as a masterpiece. Now played in 20 different countries on 6 continents, it's the biggest massive multiplayer role-playing game of all time. And today, they find themselves on the precipice of their first major expansion, Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet. And it all falls on the shoulders of one man, creative director Ian Grimm.
When we think about cultural touchstones, we think E.T., Star Wars, Avatar. And yet our industry dwarfs the traditional entertainment business. So when we think about legends, Why not think Mythic Quest?
True indeed. And when we think of visionary world-building artists, instead of just Spielberg, Lucas, and Cameron, why not think Grimm?
Okay, that's a little bit... I don't know.
I'm sorry, I gotta stop. What is this?
Oh.
It's a commercial for the...
What? Game.
It's a commercial for you.
It's still going.
Shh, 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 shh.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I could... I mean... It will obviously be cringeworthy at times, but I think it could be fun.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
That stuff's hard to parody, so we'll see. Are those subtitles okay, chat room? They're asking for subtitles, but I don't know if they're very good.
Hey there, my name is Parker Intero Mackay, esports caster for Rainbow Six Siege. There are so many exciting things to come in year 4. In-game events, map reworks, playlist updates, a roster of 52 unique operators, and of course,
year
a thriving
4?
Esports scene. Starting
Jeez.
Tomorrow, you'll be able to enjoy our 13th season, Operation Phantom Sight.
My son plays this game every night with his friends.
New operators to Team Rainbow. I've never even played it.
After this show, be sure to stick around for
it is crazy popular right now.
T-Pain, Little Yachty, and some of your favorite Twitch streamers for the Twitch Rivals
Little Yachty
show match. But right now,
you know who that is, Dunaway?
Of the new season. Of course.
Thank you, everyone, and have a great E3.
What was his deal? Oh, that's a good look. All right. Splinter Cell, Patrick. Oh. My quality went dead.
The quality is crap. I'm gonna watch Twitch. I'm sorry.
As long as you don't mind being 10 minutes ahead, that's fine. I might be exaggerating.
3 minutes.
Oh, this is just more Siege.
No.
Siege is good. We should play more Siege, Dunaway.
We should totally play this. I'm down with that. I love that guy's look.
He looks a little like you without a pony.
Yeah. Get rid of my beard. Just go for the stash.
It's starting to look a little ugly.
Yeah. Kind of is.
I mean, the action in that game is really good, but their faces are not holding up.
Oh, that's the Smash Bros. Oh, no.
Colin McKinley as Warden.
I like that. I'm playing as Warden. Clutch Royale, baby.
It's really annoying to be so much in advance of you. Why don't you want to use Twitch?
I can switch over.
I don't. I mean,
you're gonna hop on Switch? Twitch? Switch to Twitch.
Here, I'm going to do a new...
Oh, you're going to? Okay. Come on.
Ooh, wait!
I'll switch for you. No. What is it at? Twitch.twitch? Or Twitch.tv?
I think it's just Twitch on the...
Slash E3.
Slash E3.
All right. There we go.
It's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Hold on, it's showing a commercial.
No, it's not. Oh. Okay.
For me, it is, because I'm launching it.
So this is a... What is this?
It's like Smash Brothers with...
Yeah, it's the Brawlhalla? Is that it? No.
It's like that.
Ah, yeah, Brawlhalla. Invin the human!
Wait. What the hell is happening?
What's going on?
Yeah, it is Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla, huh?
Yeah, it is Brawlhalla. It is. Okay. I'm not way ahead of you guys, am I?
No.
It's with the Adventure Time characters.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching.
Okay, I think we got it now.
25 million players.
I have switched to Twitched.
Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
me as
it.
Well.
Oh, this looks a lot better.
I'm here for you, Patrick.
Thank you.
I was wondering what Jake and Finn were doing. I'm kind of jacked about that. Why? So, I don't know.
What, this is Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
I'm very excited. You didn't have to tell me once or twice. I'm stoked. I don't really care about this guy.
What's his name again?
The Punisher? Upcoming game?
John Barenthal.
Right.
He has three, everywhere he goes as an actor, he has three
faces.
Trailers. No, trailers.
Oh.
He sleeps in one, and each of his earlobes get their own.
Evil. And there is
brotherhood. Then there's what the world needs. These ghosts, they are the
past. They still serve the machine. Coral.
And right now, for the future. The Punisher is really good.
Yeah, the Punisher is good.
Yeah, surprisingly. It feels like they only motion captured the lower part of his face.
Yeah, right, which is probably true. With that mean look in your
eye, those bad intentions in your mind. Oh, his eyes moved a bit. You are the few
with the courage. I like these costume designs though. You had the desire
to take victory. I loved the last game, so I'm ready.
The Wildlands.
Wildlands, I loved it. Love it. So this will be my big Ubi game for the end of the year, because this is confirmed for this year. It's October or something.
I'll wait for it to go on sale. Surprise.
I will get it day one, because
I know you will.
I like video games.
Oh, there's...
I additionally like video games.
He's on stage with a dog. It's like John Wick. A John Wick type thing.
Oh, look at him.
It's Bam Bam the dog.
It's a real honor to be here with you guys today. Thank you. I love you too. Right on. This is awesome.
Is that his therapy dog? And,
I'm really honored to be here. I don't know.
Can't travel without him.
I wanted to take a big shit on the stage, if you want my opinion.
That must have been like a huge concern of everyone involved in this.
He's gonna pull me. Fighting zombies,
special forces soldier who lost everything, and now I get to play Cole D. Walker. He's a skilled former special operations soldier with his own sense of responsibility, and his own moral code.
He knows. My wife has a crush on this guy.
He loves I could see.
I have a crush on this guy.
Yeah, I'm torn. I think he's always playing the exact same character, and so that kind of coldens me a bit.
I think he's worn the same boots for all of it. Look at those boots.
Yeah.
In everything he's ever done, those boots have been on him.
We've got the numbers, we've got the organization, and remember, we trained alongside you.
Weaponry of a full. You always wonder what these actors think about video gaming. Trust me. If they really buy into it, or if they go
legit, I think. Some of them are like just there.
Of course.
Strap on your boots
and you get ready to take on the wolves. Take on me. We'll be waiting.
Take on me.
Take me on.
Perfect. Whose dog is this?
We have the knowledge of their hunting ground, but we have the element of surprise.
These are not synced up. Sorry, chat. I can't help it.
Synced up what?
Trying to do closed captioning, and it's not. It's really delayed. But we have the skills
to even the odds. Yeah, it's all
drones this year. They're all like poppies. Sleep. Sleep.
Sleep.
So that's the trailer we saw a few days ago.
Yeah, this is...
A little more things in it.
Yeah, it's an extended version of the same thing, I think. Yeah, I turned the captions off.
They are hungry. All right, maybe I'll get it week one. I like video games.
I do too. This game's got a lot more stuff in it, though, about survival crap I'm a little worried about.
Right.
Like, you gotta use shots on yourself and all kind of the gameplay stuff is there's still some questions I have, but I'll probably like it.
Oh, 3B2.
Who's she?
I mean, there's there's a rumor about a subscription service for Ubisoft.
Oh, her accent is so hot.
First announced the game. You were very excited. And after discussions with members of our community, I today announce that with our post-launch plan,
teleprompter,
we'll be bringing back our AI teammates for our
solo. Oh, good. Because I play it on my own. I don't play with people.
So AI teammates makes you happy.
They were in the last one.
If they Ubisoft introduces a subscription service, I think it's worth it. Just, I mean, this is not what she's talking about, but there were rumors.
Welcome to Ghost Recon Delta. What are they clapping for? We don't know what it is yet.
Community program.
I don't know what it is yet. It's all Ubisoft people clapping.
Here's a buzzword, clap.
However, you show your love for Ghost Recon. It's for you in our five different detachments with lots of content to support you as well as direct discussions with our studio. Ubisoft gets community. All of their games are last forever.
Yeah. They're really good with sticking with stuff until it's right and if it launches rough.
But beyond that, they build a community of passionate people around each game. And so I guess that fits with that. I don't know.
I agree. Thank you, Laura. He's French.
I am French. Oh, it's still Ghost Recon. Okay. Always taken great pride from your passion for our games. And that passion is what pushes us to deliver the best Spec Ops experience out there. Behind enemy lines, you will be fighting the most dangerous enemies the Ghosts have ever faced, constantly testing your survival skills. Yes, we can't wait to welcome you in Ghost Recon Breakpoint. Okay, October 4th, I guess we already had the date. But
and yeah, we knew the date.
1 month before that, our beta will be live on September 5th.
No, I don't want a beta.
You're getting a beta. Doesn't matter if you want one.
You can register on our website right now for a chance to participate.
Oh, right now? Look out.
Breakpoint will be live for years to come.
For years to come, so does that mean they're going the Rainbow Six Siege route and
new content, free updates, and many surprises?
It wouldn't surprise me if they would like to extend its life, make it more of a service.
Well, they do that with everything nowadays.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Like this one.
Is it Terminator? Also,
it is Terminator
in Ghost Recon as well.
Is this, did James Cameron call everybody and go, "Hey, Terminator was in your game"?
Just so people know, Terminator is also in Gears of War 5, apparently, for some reason. So this is very weird.
They had Predator in the last one. Wildlands had the Predator in it.
Right, right, but still,
yeah. That guy's great. I want to eat cheese with him.
Yeah.
He blinked too much.
He did blink a lot.
Mm.
Maybe he's got dog. Maybe he's got dog allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Who brought a dog up here?
Mobile RPG.
Mobile.
Oh, there's Sam Fisher.
Ah, interesting.
What is this, like an Uber?
There's the splinter cell you're looking for.
No, it's their everyone together.
Not battle royale, but it's like the group. So here's your Rainbow Six guy.
Oh, so it's the Tom Clancy Avengers.
Clancyverse. Yeah. There's your Ghost Recon guy, because he's got a beard.
Yep.
He shits in the woods. That's some Rainbow Six shit.
Scott, how do I feel?
Clancyverse, that's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. How do I feel about this?
Sam Fisher. I mean, if it's a well-made squad turn-based thing, like those things on mobile, I'll play those if they're good.
I mean, that's the company that made Mario and Rabbids thing, so
yeah,
they can do it.
I love that game.
Obviously, it's not the same studio, I guess, but.
Oh, I wish it was Elite Squid. And then you just might have What's the 10 for?
10 years of something. 10 years.
10 of something.
Oh, dance! That dance.
Oh, it's Dance Central.
Ah, yeah.
Just Dance. Sorry.
Just Dance. Sorry. Yeah.
It's not for us, or for you, or you. It's for them, the players. We danced, and Sivio and his girlfriend got married. We danced, and our friend Jaden Rodriguez danced for millions, bringing together.
Oh. Just Dance Battle Royale. Good idea. I like it.
It could absolutely be that.
100 dancers enter. One leaves. That's why Just Dance is more than just dance. Let's get out there and get ready for what's next. Oh, jeez. Yuck.
May have to do that thing.
I hate it.
It's not for you, Scott. It's not for you. It's okay.
I realize it's not. Oh, here comes the music. Go kick us off, YouTube. I'm excited. Man, every decade called and wants their stuff back. Look at all that.
Oh, there's the weird panda again.
Ah.
I'll bet it smells like ass in that suit.
The panda opened the conference last year, didn't he?
Yep. He did indeed.
Yeah, they opened it with Let's Dance in general, right?
Yeah. Just Dance.
I hate this so much. I love Ubisoft's conferences, but I hate this bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I hate it, but yeah, I'm not the biggest fan.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to see the game. I want to see the game.
The game is this. It's people dancing.
Right.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I know, but.
Which is why
okay
they're.
Why, yeah. But. Watching it here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is pretty fun.
I mean, it's not. For example, when EA does their sports segment, I completely check out and I'm like actively bored and hating it. This, it's just like, if it doesn't go on for too long, it's fine. It's people dancing with music that's, you know, to the beat.
I like how they chose not to go with professional dancers this year. I like that.
Yeah, these schlubs like us.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll bet you they're all just like really good at Just Dance or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet there's a contest.
Probably streamers.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Look, it was like, what, 3 minutes?
Where's Grievous or whatever his name is, the guy that runs the whole company? What's his name?
Yves Guillemot.
Yeah, that guy.
Town UB3.
Oh, For Honor. Is that For Honor?
Probably.
This game looks like it.
For Honor is really good.
It wasn't at launch, but they stuck with it, and it's awesome. If you like that, like we're talking about all this Melee stuff, this is where I would go if I got the scratch or had to scratch that itch.
There's an old tale about this village. Has it been an hour already?
Environment.
Jeez, it's been an hour almost.
Has it really?
Yeah.
What nation is this?
Well, this looks like Japan, but
right.
I don't think maybe it's a Mongol coming to Japan and killing everyone. Mm. Yeah, they look like possibly Mongol hordes.
That's still a gorgeous game.
That's the Vikings.
Maybe it's just a
location.
The horror. Oh no, it's the birds. It's Dementors from the Harry Potter universe. Oh. Oh, I thought For Honor didn't have any magic in it.
Well, it didn't, but maybe it's a
limited time.
Oh yeah, limited time magic.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how all magic works in the end. It's always limited time. Oh jeez, right in the coin. Oh.
It is a kinetic game. You feel every
hit. I own this. It makes me want to go play it.
Yeah, me too.
I like what they got going on here.
I played for a few hours and then I stopped. I don't know why. I think Assassin's Creed grabbed me again.
Yeah. So that's an event?
Yeah.
Until June 27th.
And 17th. Oh, no, 27th. I'm blind.
Soul Flat Rush.
Man. Oh. What you got, Ubisoft? What you got? Splinter Cell.
Dude. Oh. Oh, wait. What is this?
I don't know. Some kind of...
He's got something in his arm. It's like circuits of some kind.
Mm-hmm. And it's growing.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go for that to get looked at?
And there's a zombie that no one's going to call a zombie.
Apparently not down in the laundry room.
Oh, geez. This is kind of scary. Probably a it's game shadows. I can't play.
The shadows are... Oh, he's going to Hulk out. He's going to Hulk out.
It's over.
Tom Clancy's.
Ooh, too late.
Tom Clancy's allergy.
Tom Clancy's Ben 10.
Oh, yeah, Ben 10, dude. Quarantine.
Oh, it's a new Rainbow Six game? What?
Three player tactical co-op.
That looks interesting.
Yeah, what is that? I guess she's going to tell me.
And here she comes.
Biojad. Wow, that
and
is...
I bought a lot of hair dye for this.
Oh yeah, all the hair dye. I'm part not fair. Of a new team in Ubisoft Montreal that set out on an exciting new mission: create a radically redesigned co-op experience built on the foundations of one of the best Rainbow Six Siege. There's only two Rainbow Six games, chat room. This new one and Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know what you mean, how many. I think you mean how many games.
It feels like more.
Yeah, maybe it's just I think maybe they're thinking about the Elite Squad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always up for a PvE type experience. And again, I think I've been referencing Left 4 Dead 15 million times this year. But this could be And if the parasite takes you too much, then you transform into an enemy for your squad or something.
Stay tuned and start prepping for your next deployment. I can't wait to show you more. And
what's E-tree? Okay.
This is just a little tease.
Is that like an electronic tree?
E-tree? I like her. I like her.
No, I like her too, but I don't want
to. She has this way of going, oh, you're going to love this game.
Uh-oh.
The Division 2 is still a game.
Right.
Still dividing. Things
we're are still here.
Is that a fucking hunter?
Ooh.
Bye, Bob. I'm playing video games.
Ah.
I'm always...
This is kind of cool, though.
That was nice. Yeah, recognize.
Thank their community for when the game goes well, mm-hmm. and they have some success. They don't just, you know, move on to the next thing. That's cool. What are you saying, Patrick?
You know, when they... People say thank you to the community too much. It,
yeah.
I don't know. It's too much when it's too much.
I think it starts wearing thin.
I mean, obviously, you're thankful that people play your game, but if every game you put out, you show during the conference is like, oh, we love you, community, for every single game, it starts being... I mean, it's not just Ubisoft. It's all of the conferences. Bethesda was groveling for the entire conference almost, and they had reasons to. But I don't know.
I think these guys... But see, they don't need to. Division 2 was an incredibly huge seller.
Right, so right. No, of course.
They don't even need to, but they take a minute to thank the community, I think is cool.
Which is cool, and I think they should. I don't know why it's rubbing me. Not the wrong way. It's just like, we get it.
We're missing the most important part, which is this guy's shirt, which is amazing.
Cats. It's a skull made of cats.
And there's no better time to join us as we're about to release the first of our major...
It's a cat. Level full of
this video. Looks like a Punisher shirt almost.
Except the skull is cats.
Yeah.
The teeth are not cats, unfortunately.
No, you don't want that.
Well,
I like the Division. I'm just annoyed that it. At the end of the day, I just feel the structure of it. And I wish it was less structured. I wish it was a big open world. And
That's going to be the biggest problem, the biggest potential problem with Watch Dogs Legion. It sounds magical, but how long is it going to take for you to feel the underlying structure and to lose the magic?
New main missions,
totally agree.
And a brand new game experience. So for the first time, we're taking the...
Dear Twitch, stop showing me Amazon ads.
Oh, you can remove them. Click on the bottom. You have Amazon Blacksmith, and you unclick like you make it not visible.
Ah.
Where you and your team will hunt down the surviving
outcast. Goodbye. Thank you.
See it?
Yeah, it's the little Amazon swoop down at the bottom of the screen if you mouse over the video.
Oh, yeah, turn this off.
One that will take exploration... Investigation.
How do you turn it off?
Just click it.
I did. There's no off.
Gone dark. Now, episode 2.
Just turn it off, Scott.
Visible.
Ow!
The Pentagon.
Where's the off button?
Oh, no. You went too far. You've already opened it. You should be... Oh, look to the left, Scott. In the middle of the screen down at the bottom.
Yeah.
It has fallen to the black tusks.
Okay, so... no, don't not there. In the middle of the screen at the bottom.
I got it. I killed it. Right. I didn't see those two little buttons down there.
Yes.
But this won't be the greatest danger you face in episode 2. I'm very excited to tell you that our second raid will be coming this fall, bringing back intense 8-player action.
Look at him, dude. Throwing double goats.
Watching you tell the first raid was awesome, and we cannot wait to see what world records you break this time around. Now, this brings us to our third and final episode of year 1. What if Rebirth was not about bringing the world as we know it back to life, but the opposite?
What?
One man holds that power, and humanity itself is at stake.
What if the hunter becomes the hunted?
In a manhunt. Put on your shirts with a bunch of cats in the shape of a skull, and let's do this. Battle Royale, probably.
Why would you not? You got to.
Can I be a bird?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
We had the training.
Oh, we had the training. But training doesn't loot.
Can I just play this and not the other part?
No.
That's all I want to do is this part.
No, you got it. You got to troop in from the swings up there.
Well, I don't mind that. There will be nothing left to save. They gonna give it a name? What? Yeah, what?
What? Holy shit! What about what?
Episode 3 is coming. Okay. It's a story.
One last thing. As you might know,
that was a tease.
It will be directed by David Leitch, starring Jessica Chastain,
oh.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Most We've switched today, out Jake for Maggie. I'm proud to Maggie. Announce
that we will be making the Division movie with Netflix. More to come on that in the future.
That might be interesting.
I love that camera goes back. You can tell where the Ubisoft people end and where everyone
right.
else
is. Yeah. I mean, of course, we'll watch it, the movie, right?
Yeah, I'd be into it. Dude, Tom Clancy makes great stuff. He's dead and all, and maybe they'll carry it on, but...
Oh, my God.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brenda Panagrossi. I'm Vice President of Platform and Product Management.
So, is this the subscription service?
Ooh, could be.
Library of games, and we're about
there you
to
go.
Even easier for you
it's
going to
be
play
on the
them.
PC?
I'm here to announce Ubisoft's new subscription service on
I'm in.
PC.
I'm in.
Uplay Plus.
$50 a month.
No, it better not be that. It's got to be like $9 or less.
No, it's going to be. It's going to be.
It will. It'll totally be probably $9.99, right?
Seven. I say seven.
Seven. Oh, interesting. Games,
including the premium editions.
With ooh. All their additional you get content. The additional content.
You can enjoy the depth.
It's
of our
basically EA Access.
Yes. EA Access Premium.
Well, yeah, with better games, because EA Access doesn't have near the depth this does, in my humble opinion.
And you how many get times Watch I've installed Dogs Legion. And uninstalled the Uplay client? It's ridiculous.
Oof. $14.99 a month. That is... oof. That's
what you pay over at... you pay that at EA. Or for
what?
Origin.
No.
Yeah.
EA Access is 10, isn't it? Access.
No, I paid 14 for the month. I paid Anthem.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I think $14.99 is the U9.99. I really think that.
Well, I mean, the thing is, they have to think about this for the next few years.
Right.
And I can. But you get all the DLC, which is great. That is really important because I don't think you do. Everywhere in all the services.
Where's my Beyond Good and Evil 2? You promised!
I bought so many of their games. This may not be a good deal for me at first. Because I already own most of this, except this new stuff.
The Watch Dogs Legion will be the time when everyone goes for this, but...
Yeah, I mean, maybe... That's what you do is you just wait until the game you want drops.
Yeah, I think $14.99 is the right answer. They can always go down.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Blizzard way. go high. We can go low later if we have to.
You're right.
You're right. It is $14.99 per month. Oh, but that's the thing. It's $100 a year.
When did it launch?
For EA, it's $100 a year. Uplay Plus is available on Stadia. That's interesting.
Oh, excellent. Look at me. Early adopter on that one.
Stadia is the new generation gaming platform where you could play our Stadia games from any device. A special thank you to Phil Harrison and his team. This is the beginning of our partnership.
Phil Harrison, the guy who's always around when things happen bad. I'm nervous. That's the other thing I'm nervous about.
Thank you so much.
I wonder if there is a yearly subscription.
Oh, maybe
for you. I would say
for Uplay Plus, because $100 a year, I think, can work.
Oh,
that's the roller derby.
The one that got leaked.
Yeah, I'm down with this.
Is it like an e-sport, or what are we doing with it? Is it like a story? Is it a sports game?
I think it's a competitive sports game.
That's what I'm thinking. Looking for some of that Rocket League money.
Yeah, I guess so.
So available on Stadia is really interesting because I think it might come to other platforms as well.
Oh, quickly.
Well, it's definitely on PC.
Well, of course. I meant like PlayStation and
stuff. Yeah. Could be. I mean, EA has EA's version of EA Access on consoles.
Yeah, it's not the premiere. It's not the premiere version, but Roller Champions.
This game needs more attitude.
Maybe it has. Let's listen to this guy. He's all hyped up. He's got tattoos. You may know.
This game needs more spunk.
Hello, future champions. My name is Stefan, and I'm a proud member of the Roller Champions team.
He's French by origin, or by...
Bring it up. From the get-go, our ambitions with this game were very clear. We wanted to create something new. We wanted to capture the intangible excitement of
but old.
And with champions, it means download like additional heroes and stuff that have different powers, potentially.
Probably.
So we started working on Roller Champions, a skill-based team PvP sports game that is as fun to watch as it is to play. A game in which you...
I do like his tattoos, though.
Your own story as you roll. Pretty cool.
He's turning me on, if I'm honest. But right now I know how it looks. Just kidding, he's not.
We showed you a trailer, and I got on stage starting my little speech. That's all well and good. But
oh, wait.
Will you ever get to play?
Right.
It's available today?
Like to download and play?
Nice.
The free to play?
Okay, I'm updating my Uplay.
If you're here.
That's right. When we're done here, I want you to head over to Uplay on your PC to download...
Ah, I knew it.
Alpha, I don't want pre-alpha.
...of Roller Champions. Play the heck out of it for the next few days. And when you're done, head to the forums to tell us what you thought. And you know what? We firmly believe that you will be screaming as loudly as our colleagues did when they first got to playtest it back in Montreal. But I can't just leave you with that. So here's a taste of what
you should
expect.
Once I'm launching Uplay.
Put your skates on.
I'm downloading it right now. Because I'd like to see it. So I wonder if it's a premium game, though.
You mean, do you need to buy it? Oh, this looks really good.
Yeah, this looks fun.
There's the attitude. We got an announcer. That's what we needed.
Yeah, you need that. Hey, bud. Hold on. Thanks. So you're just trying to throw the ball through the hoop?
I guess.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'm trying to get the rules down in my head here.
Right. What do you want? Some Quidditch?
That's what I was going to say.
It's interesting that it's an oval and not a field.
Well, that gives you... Yeah. All right. Store.
Here comes Grimley. Grimsby. What's his name?
Yves Guillemot.
Gigi Gargablino.
Gargashmail.
So first, I want to say thank you to...
What's that?
I don't know. I think he didn't get it either.
So first, right?
Oh, Grievous.
All
the Ubisoft teams around the world.
Where do I download it?
I can't find it either.
Congratulations for another great show.
Yeah, somebody's crapping their pants right now. You play. Why do you announce it so soon?
No, the store isn't loading. Is the store loading for you?
Oh,
there it is. Video games. E3 sale. There's a sale coming.
And the world around us. At Ubisoft, our intention.
Rainbow Six Siege is half price now.
You stronger and happier in your life.
Okay, it's not. I don't think it's on the store.
Wait, is.
Spend quality time with family and friends.
Store's taking a long time to load.
Yeah, I think it's getting hammered.
Subscription, try it between September 3rd and the 30th.
So to everyone who plays,
you know, Ubisoft, I think we say that every year, but it really is a different major publisher company.
Yeah, I love the vibe. I really like, because honestly, they just showed off a lot of shooters and. You know.
Go further.
Ooh.
So now I'm very proud to announce a new project from an exceptional team in Quebec City. Please give a warm applause to Marc Alessi Côté, who is coming to show you.
What do you call it? Applaud.
What do you say? Applaud.
Right.
Thank you, Grievous. Give me a hug, Grievous. Oh, Grievous. All right.
That was an awkward hug.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Hello, everybody. Over the last 10 years, I've had the chance to be part
Mark
of an
Alexis Goethe.
Always pushed the limits of Assassin's Creed and shown us different periods of our past.
Today, I want to show you different periods of our future.
Has always been bound to the reality of the history books. These past
how do you feel about the Canadian Quebecan accent, Quebecy accent. You're right with it?
It's fine. It's not, and you know, it's not the real French, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's not the real French.
There you go, chat. That's what you wanted.
All right, Roller Champion coming soon. Try free demo now.
Where'd you see
download?
This?
Oh, activate key. What? No, I don't have a key. Damn it!
Is the key E3?
No.
Always set up on ourselves.
Oh, did the stream stop?
To have the chance to show you a glimpse, to show
hello?
You a teaser of this brand new game.
You'll see your effing game. Are you going to show it? You enjoy it?
Everything you. Disappeared for a second there. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, I was just watching the thing.
Just
watched the trailer. Okay. Whoa. They turn to the gods. The hell was that?
Ooh, I don't know. Like a Jabba Medusa or something. It was
Ubisoft.
Oh, I know what this is.
It's Breath of the Wild. Just kidding. They turn to
No, Beyond Good and Evil, right?
No. What are you talking about?
No.
This has nothing to do with Beyond Good and Evil.
This is something else. This is new.
Oh, wait. I'm catching up now. God. What are y'all seeing?
Oh, you know what? They have this listed in the in the store, and I saw it and wondered what it was, and then now they're showing it.
Oh. Gods and Monsters.
Oh. I'm caught up now.
I think that's it. Is that...
Reload.
This is post-show now, right?
Yeah. I think so. So we didn't... We really didn't see anything about Gods and Monsters.
No. That's early.
Tease.
I suspect that's a thing we'll see later.
Yeah. All right. So
I like their shows because they always make me feel good about video games.
Yeah.
Even though, like, if I'm looking at the raw math of that, it was a lot of Tom Clancy. Fine. No huge surprises. Stuff we either already knew or that had leaked. All of it looks great. We got to look at Legion. Legion looks really neat. Like, I am very excited about that. But I just like the vibe there. I like what they're selling.
Everything. Yeah. It, you know, the surprising thing is, I think I'm going to turn off the stream, right?
Yeah.
All
right. Off stream, off. The thing that's surprising is that we knew what was coming and we're still either, you know, blown away in the case of Legion or just really intrigued for Roller Champions.
Yeah. But that's more than I got out of almost every other conference yet.
Yeah.
Like, even like Microsoft's case, I just found it kind of be a downer overall, even though.
Really? Oh.
I'm really excited about services with Microsoft, but the games I showed, nothing really grabbed me. Like, I Halo, mean, fine. It's Halo. Yeah. Here we go. More Halo. Like, there's stuff to do and things to have, and it's exciting in some ways, but there was no new console. xCloud was just touched on. Like, that was a weird conference for them. My expectation meter was way too high. I'll admit it. Mm. That's mostly a problem.
I think the xCloud plus Game Pass potential that they haven't detailed is really huge, because we could get, you know, Game Pass streaming in October. So that would be big. But anyway, that's Microsoft. I really liked this one as well. Watch Dogs Legion, I hope the journalists that are there get play sessions with the game so that we hear a little bit more, but it might be the thing I'm the most excited for out of everything we've seen so far.
I think I agree. That and I am excited about the new Ghost Recon just because they really hooked me in with Wildlands. I'm a little bummed. You were right. No hint of an Assassin's Creed sequel.
Yeah.
Which I know is coming. Everyone knows there's another one. Odyssey, giant seller for them. And we know they took a year off, but...
They have a sale going too right now. So you can grab Odyssey for cheap-ish. But it's... No, I think this was great. Roller, whatever, looks really interesting. I'm trying to download it, but it keeps asking me for a key.
That's not good. Yeah. I think they're getting hammered, so it's probably just airing out.
Yeah, the what is it? It's supposed to go to start now, the sale. So yeah, right. We'll see. Anyway,
you have trouble getting in there? I can't get in there at all.
I'm trying now. I'm getting the key as well.
Mm. Well, it will work itself out.
It'll probably work itself out.
Yeah. Quarantine looks interesting. That's the one we didn't mention.
Yeah.
I think it was a really good show.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed it.
They're my favorite developer right now. I love hearing what they have in the pipe.
And sorry.
Publisher, I should say.
It makes me want to play For Honor again. So...
Yeah, that's the other thing. So two things are coming out of E3 so far. The Game Pass makes me want to go play all that Microsoft stuff on my PC.
Which I've been doing and enjoying.
And that did make me in the mood for Honor for sure. Like there's that always happens every E3. Something will happen. And I'll go, oh, I should just go do that thing that's already out. Because a lot of stuff we're not going to see for, 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
All things said so far, the most exciting thing I've seen at this E3 was probably what I was expecting, which was the Microsoft showcasing freaking cyber what the hell is it called?
Cyberpunk.
And
you mean the game where Keanu Reeves plays a character.
Yeah, all of that matched exactly with what I was hoping for. I'm very excited about that game. That's probably highlight of show for me so far. That and the Japanese girl that was on stage for Bethesda yesterday was
she was Ikumi Nakamura. I'm doing the American pronunciation.
Very charming.
She was an artist in other games, so people would know her from those. But anyway, yes, Patrick.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I'm going to go sleep for a couple of hours and then we'll meet back here in about 3.5 hours and watch the Square Enix conference, where hopefully my game of show will be confirmed as Avengers. So that will be cool.
You're very excited about that, I know. I'm hopeful. I don't have any idea what to expect with that thing.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just, it's just,
A lot of people are jazzed. So yeah, we'll be back. I think John will be here. Dunaway, you may not be. You told me you weren't sure.
We got it. We got to see. That would be how many hours from now? It is
three and a half.
Close. Maybe we'll have to see.
I'll ping you if you're around. Great. John's going to try to be here, so we may end up with everybody. We may end up just Patrick and I. I have no idea, but one way or the other, we'll be back tonight.
And it will be fun.
It will be. Thanks for watching, everybody. If you're looking for where these shows are being accumulated in audio form, both Patrick and I are posting them on our podcast. You can find Pixels at FrenchSpin.com. Find Core and Boop over at FrogPants.com. Both those shows have the feeds, and there are YouTube versions linked there as well. Patrick and Dunaway, we'll see you guys soon.
Yeah.
You all of you in 3.5 hours.
Yay.
Burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.